This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So maybe we are on the other side of the tunnel. And by the way, Preston Dennett will be here for the After the Paracast podcast. So things we don't get into here, and he's got lots of stuff to talk about, we will get into there. All right. Preston, we kind of sort of interrupted you. Would you like to pick up where you left off in the previous segment?
Yeah, tunnels. I had heard about these, and I was contacted by some people. There was one guy, he's kind of a government insider, who often kept me appraised of current developments, and he was the first to ask me about these tunnels. And I'm like, no, tell me. And he explained how there were underground tunnels leading from, get this, Area 51 in Nevada, all the way to Edwards Air Force Base, all the way to the Santa Catalina Channel, which is where he says it comes out of. I'm like, wow. And I had other people contact me about that. There's some evidence you can see of naval activity in, you know, Area 51 and Edwards. He says it's large enough for two submarines to go side by side. So that I thought was interesting. Another weird data point that kind of surfaced around, gosh, what was it, 2010, I think it was when it first came out, was from Robert Stanley, a researcher native to that area, found weird images using Google Maps of this sort of anomaly off the coast of Malibu. And it kind of went viral when Jimmy Church used enhanced images and showed what appeared to be this tunnel. And if you look at, you know, these are all over the internet, you can find them, the Malibu anomaly. It's right in the center of where I'd been clustering all these, you know, pink dots where UFOs are coming in out of the water, and where I'd predicted there would probably be a base. Lo and behold, here's this huge thing. And, you know, it's real deep. It's thousands of feet wide. It's got a very flat top, what appears to be pillars or columns.
Yeah, columns. I know exactly what you're talking about, Preston.
And a tunnel.
Yeah.
So it's divided the UFO community. There's debunkers and there's proponents. I'm on the fence about it because, you know, some of the Google images don't show it, and some do. So it's hard to choose between them. But it sure looks strange. There's nothing quite like it up or down the coast or elsewhere for that matter. So I wonder about it, and I do have more information about it. This was not in the book I wrote. I wrote a book on this whole thing. You know, a couple of years after the book came out, I was contacted by one of the people I had corresponded with, which was Merrill Fankhauser, who was actually famous. He wrote Wipeout, that song, and was involved in this whole complex because back in the 60s, he had a group of friends who were watching these objects coming in and out of the water. He didn't see them himself, but, you know, this is what I contacted him about. So he contacts me through the internet, you know, online, email, and says he had gone to Las Vegas to do a show and talk to this Native American elder who lived in this area, or his ancestors did. And they've got a very long oral tradition. The Chumash and the Gabrielano Indians have lived here for some 2,000-3,000 years or longer. And this Native American elder told him that they know about the anomaly. They're very aware of it, and that it wasn't, quote, built by them, which piqued my interest because he's basically saying, yeah, this is a man-made structure, human-made, artificial. And this Native American elder told him that the ocean levels were much lower, according to their oral tradition, and people used to be able to fish off the edge of this thing. So I don't know. It's interesting, to say the least.
That would have been an awful long time ago if we're talking geologic time. So,
right.
But so that our listeners know, you have written how many books now, Preston?
Somewhere dozens, 26, 27, around there.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, you're very prolific, and people can find your books just on the regular booksellers list. You can go, they can go to Amazon, or they can go to your website, and that's at PrestonDennett.weebly.com. So people can find more about them there, and there's just all kinds of them. They're really interesting titles. And we've been talking mainly about your most recent one that's been published, Onboard UFO Encounters. It seems to be the major one. But you've got another book that's coming out very soon called UFOs at the Drive-In. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah.
By the way, I think we're going to see the resurrection of the drive-in because of the pandemic, you know. You don't have to worry about anyone except the person next to you. And hopefully there'll be decent speakers and you'll keep your windshield clean and all that stuff. But I haven't been to a drive-in in maybe 40 years. So that would be interesting, although just parenthetically before we go into this in the new book, a lot of movies now will go direct to digital because of that. The movie theaters are really suffering. Either way, tell us about the drive-in, Preston Dennett.
Yeah, drive-ins are not extinct yet. I've got some modern cases. How this all rolled out for me was very early on as a UFO researcher. I'm at the office where I worked, then in Canoga Park, doing data entry and bookkeeping. And here's this lady who comes to work at the office. Her name is Claudia. Finds out I'm a UFO researcher and says, "Oh my God, you have to listen to what happened to me when I was a kid." This is at the Paramount Drive-In here in California, and I believe it was around 1972. She's there with her little sister and her two parents in their Volkswagen Beetle watching the movie, and suddenly Claudia hears people screaming, and they're running by the car, dropping their drinks and popcorn, and cars are screeching out, and her parents are staring ahead with their mouths open, just completely zombified, staring at this giant object. And Claudia looks, and it's this huge flying saucer. It's right next to the screen. So at the level of the screen, metallic, she said, like a silver spoon, colored lights on it. You hear a low kind of whooshing noise, but the screaming was louder. And this thing just hovers there for, you know, 5-10 minutes longer, until basically clearing out the theater. It frightened them pretty bad, and afterwards they didn't talk about it at all. It just kind of almost left their memory for a long time until they were listening to a radio show and heard someone else talking about it, and he had seen the same exact thing. And Claudia's like, "Why didn't we ever talk about that?"
Did they see the same thing at the same theater or two different theaters?
Same theater. Yep. He was apparently there that night.
That, you know, I thought you were going to be talking about, movies with UFOs in them, not UFOs.
I know.
Sightings. This is really interesting.
So this is, a weird encounter that I heard from her. I thought, wow, I've never heard of anything like that. That must be pretty unique. And didn't run across any cases like that for a while until I started writing a lot of books, and particularly over various states, California, New York, Colorado, Arizona, and so on, and ran into three cases in a row while riding UFOs over Colorado. Same thing. These are not normal sightings. This is not a flyby where, you're out at night. You're much more likely to see a UFO. You're under the stars for 2 hours at night. It's ideal location. And there are cases that show this. That's not what I'm talking about. These are very low-level sightings. They're often long-lasting. These objects come right down and generally go right next to the screen, either side or right above it, or sometimes to the side of the theater, and just stay there. And in a number of cases, they put on a show, or they'll even, shut off the entire theater. Electromagnetic effects have occurred in a bunch of these cases.
So I have a question about the electromagnetic effects, which comes up quite often. Then we'll go back to the drive-in theater. And maybe someday I will return to a drive-in theater, though I much prefer to watch movies on my own TV set with my little Vizio soundbar. There's a commercial, and Vizio is not advertised on the show. So maybe they should after all that, because they make some good stuff. Preston Dennett, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. More to come from the drive-in. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The so-called electromagnetic effect. This is something we've talked about, precedent on the show from time to time. So the UFO comes by, the electrical systems stop. Now, after they leave, do people just restart their cars or do they start up spontaneously? That's not clear from the Leveland Texas case, which is one of the classic cases involving this phenomenon. What goes on?
You had variations. There's one case in Australia, I believe it was, where a UFO came down and actually went in front of the screen and took off, and people were trying to leave and they could not. Six cars ended up having to be jump-started, which is interesting because that does turn up in a number of cases. Probably the ultimate electromagnetic case is what happened at Ascot Park. This is in Ohio in 1974. The witness, Scott Santa, I corresponded with him. I got to interview him personally. He was with his friend watching a movie. Most of them don't remember the movie, by the way. Some do, but most don't. They remember what happened with this giant UFO. In his case, it was bigger than the screen, bigger than the entire movie lot. It was huge, a gigantic kind of boomerang or triangle shape, very dark, like black almost, came right overhead. Everything shut off. There were some cars pulling in. They shut off. The movie theater, the snack stand, everything around became pitch black. He said that it was perfectly silent. The air felt really heavy. His ears popped. And he felt almost paralyzed as this thing just moved over. There were some people standing outside of their car looking at it. There was no sense of panic. And this thing, he's not sure how long it was there, because there was a sense of timelessness for just a second, and a real kind of very pronounced Oz factor, you might say. This thing at some point started to move off, at which point, yeah, everything just went and back on. The movie was playing. The people who were driving in kept driving in, and everyone just forgot about it. No one even, I'm not kidding. And this happened.
How does that happen?
It's the strangest thing. This is not always what happens. Often afterward, people are like, oh, my God. And they talk, oh, I've got some great cases.
Well, what we're talking about here, I mean, these are really great cases because, I mean, if we look at using, you know, the Hynek Valley classification system, we're talking about close encounters now. And we're talking about not just limited to visual observation, the first kind. We're right into the second, includes lasting environmental interaction or disruption. And in some cases, the fifth kind, which includes positive or negative physical changes to the witness. When you've got this Oz factor and these strange feelings coming over people.
Yeah, you could classify every single one of these as a CE5. Human-initiated encounter, because that's essentially what's happening here.
Yeah. Well, that CE5 is Greer's CE5. It's not the original CE5, but it's still...
CE6?
Yeah, I guess whatever, but it's pretty impressive. I mean, this is, you know, it's not just an anomaly or a nocturnal light.
Yeah, well, get this. Here's a great case. August 1952, the terrorist drive-in in Bakersfield, California, some 100 to 200 people are watching a movie when this UFO shows up. It was described as sort of blimp-shaped, oval-shaped, hard to see. It was mostly seen in the lights of the theater itself, but came directly over the theater, about 50 feet up at most, stops, hovers there for a couple of, you know, not long, a few moments, and then zips away. Everyone, you know, runs to the snack stand and calls the police. The local police show up. He interviewed some 20 or 30 people and got real good descriptions and sends a report off to Edwards Air Force Base, where it was intercepted by Project Blue Book, newly formed, relatively newly formed, newly organized, I should say. And it was routed directly to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio and to Air Force Base in Colorado and Director of Intelligence at Washington, D.C. Got this from the Blue Book files that are online. So it's reaching the highest levels of government.
So in other words, disclosure has already happened, and we're just living in a state of denial, I think.
Yeah, our government has known for years and years and years. So these cases began around 1950 and have occurred pretty much on a yearly basis, very much like the schoolyard encounters I researched. It's another clear example of UFOs putting on a display. And what's unique about these cases is there's nothing like this in UFO literature, where UFOs come down in front of a group of anywhere from 50 to 200, 300 people and put on a dance for, five minutes, 15 minutes, couple of cases, pretty much the entire length of the movie.
Now, you would think that somebody would have had their old Polaroid camera or, Brownie camera, something, and got some pictures. And nobody's got a picture?
No, not one. With the schoolyard ones, there are some good pictures, but not one with the drive-ins. But who has a camera at night at a drive-in?
I guess.
That's the point. If
somebody,
you're talking about the last 10 years, everybody has a camera.
Yeah, but unfortunately, drive-ins are just about completely dried up. Most of these cases are 50s, 60s, 70s. It really starts to taper off. But boy, does it get dramatic in the 1970s. It's amazing.
I would bet there probably are pictures out there. It's just you need to find them, because I remember the 70s and people, like, there was the whole Polaroid camera craze for a while. If you've got a whole drive-in full of cars, somebody's going to have one of those cameras or something.
One lady did. One of the most recent encounters, which I think was late 90s, she's a DJ, and had her whipped out her cell phone and tried to film these red lights that were dropping down over the theater and then coming back up, and everyone was watching them. She was not able to capture them on film, even though she was there, doing it while these UFOs were maneuvering. They were just moving too fast and didn't pick up on camera.
So when was the era of drive-ins then, mainly from between the 50s to the 80s, maybe, was kind of when the
60s was really when it's heyday. There was thousands of drive-in theaters back then. Now we're down to just a couple of hundred.
Yeah, I remember they had that thing that was like a parking meter, and then it had the speakers on a big telephone-like cable, and you'd have to put them on your window. And then eventually those went away, and they got replaced by you could tune your FM radio into it and listen to it through your car speakers, which was much better.
Yeah, a couple of cases where it causes such a panic, people don't even bother to remove the speaker. They just drive off and...
Oh, there goes the speaker. I'm wondering whether we'll see more drive-in theaters. While we're doing our next segment here, I'm going to look and see if there are drive-in theaters in and around here. My wife and I have not been to a movie theater in a very long time. And it's about time. Preston, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the first time this week, there seems to have been some progress made on a deal for a new COVID-19-related stimulus package. After GOP and administration members met with Democratic leaders for 3 hours on Saturday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters,
"We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that a deal is imminent, because it is not."
And Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer agreed,
"Progress, but a ways to go."
They plan to meet again today. There is some new urgency as emergency enhanced unemployment benefits and a moratorium on evictions ended on Friday. Now Tropical Storm Isaias is slowly approaching southeastern Florida, but not expected to make landfall there. It's expected to later today veer northward and head up the eastern seaboard, where it could threaten the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic, and northeast in the next few days. And this is USA Radio News. The search for missing military service members continuing in the waters off the coast of Southern California, but it came up empty on Saturday. At least one Marine's confirmed dead. Eight other military members still missing after an amphibious assault vehicle went down in the water on Thursday during a training exercise. Actor Wilford Brimley is dead. He had a prolific acting career, but is best known as the star of the 1985 hit Cocoon, and a year earlier as manager of the hapless New York Knights in The Natural with Robert Redford.
You know, my mother told me I ought to be a farmer. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. You're better than anyone I ever had. You're the best hitter I ever saw.
He was also the face of Quaker Oats for years and a spokesperson for diabetes education. He rose to fame with a recurring role on The Waltons and was later on many other TV shows. Wilford Brimley was 85. The Republican National Convention in Charlotte will be closed to the media. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
UFOs at the drive-in, will the pandemic bring them back? Inquiring minds want to know. Randall, you want to pick up the discussion?
No, I think you can pick up on the discussion, Gene.
We're going to fight for the next 20 minutes, by the way, and who picks up the discussion. It's going to be warfare, and then Preston has to decide the person he should listen to, or not listen to any of us.
Yeah, I think, actually, let's let Preston pick up on it.
I thought there was going to be a few cases. Honestly, I didn't think this was... it was going to be sort of a lark, a fun investigation, and it turned out to be really serious. I found over 100 cases. These things are clear out theaters in a number of cases, not always a panic. One of my favorite cases, I interviewed the guy directly. Most of them, you know, I found these at New Fork, MUFON, the APRO, archives, newspapers, really only a couple of cases in books. Most people have not heard of any of these cases. The guy I interviewed, Pat Michaels, had a really amazing experience. This is around 1966 in South Hutchinson, Kansas. He was at the South Hutch drive-in with his friend. They got there early. He's a teenager, you know, 18 or 19. Parks in the center of the lot for a good, you know, viewpoint, and starts watching this James Bond movie. There was pretty crowded theater. It holds about 300 people, 300 cars. I don't think it was completely full. But at some point, they're watching the movie when both of their attention was distracted by this bright, glowing light. You can hear it. Coming over, both of their attention was distracted by this bright, glowing light right over the screen, getting larger and larger. It was clearly an object off in the distance, getting closer. And as it approached the theater, it was very clear that this was not normal. It was moving pretty slowly and came right next to this drive-in theater. The screen is about 120 feet high, 50 feet wide, this object covered about half the size of the screen, so it was 40 feet perhaps, and stopped right next to the screen itself, below the level of the top of the screen. So it's, what, maybe 20 feet off the ground, 40? Perfect metallic saucer, has colored lights all around it, totally silent. Everyone's in complete awe. Half the people get out of their cars. Some are just staring. And this thing stays there for about 4 minutes, maybe five, and starts to move behind the screen. Only a few feet behind it, comes all the way to the other side, moves up 50 feet, stays there for 5 minutes or so, not long, went up a little bit higher, and started to circle around the theater, circled around it once, and then started to follow the road to the west. So what happens is everyone just forgets the James Bond movie and takes off after this object. It was traveling maybe 20 miles an hour, and a convoy of some 40, 50 cars screeched out of the theater and chased this thing down the road for 5 or 6 miles till it finally stops. It's hovering there over the side of the road, maybe 200-300 feet up, and stays there for another 5 minutes. Everyone's just stopped there in the middle of the road watching this thing. And finally this thing, without any warning, darts straight up. It's a little tiny dot of light in the sky, and it disappears.
My response, Bond, James Bond. You know, it's interesting here, too, that while you were talking, I was looking up nearby drive-ins. There are a few near Phoenix. There's one near the East Valley. It's called the Digital Drive-In AZ, and it's at Alma School Road in 202. And it's interesting because it's got a 24-foot-high LED screen, LED being a digital, all-digital display. And unfortunately, it doesn't have the latest movies. So, for example, for the one that was being featured as of the time we're doing the show was National Lampoon's Vacation, which has got to be one of the worst films out there ever made with Chevy Chase. And we know that Chevy Chase is rather a difficult person to deal with. And this one, August 7th, ladies and gentlemen, at a digital drive-in AZ, that's 202 in Alma School Road near a shopping center called Riverview. It's called Men in Black. How about that? That would be appropriate, especially to bring on a UFO case. That's August 7th. Now, of course, they're going to have to advertise.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, just to let you know, the price is $22 per car. So if you've got two or more people, it becomes reasonably affordable. If it's just you, it's a little bit outrageous. But then again, no worries about social distancing.
Oh, it's per car. You don't have to stuff someone in the trunk then? Remember that?
Well, nowadays, what are you going to do? Because there's so many people with these SUVs and stuff. Like, what do you do if you're just driving a regular car and, somebody pulls up in front of you with their Hummer or whatever?
Yeah, hopefully they took care of that. But, yeah, UFOs over drive-ins is definitely a thing. It was so prominent in one theater that the theater owners advertised, "Want to see a UFO? Come to the drive-in." Because it kept occurring over this one theater.
I can't wait. By the way, they're also going to have a live show, a magic show called Unforgettable. So it's not just movies. They have a stage where they can bring on live acts. This is getting interesting. Imagine being able to see your favorite rock stars. See Ringo Starr's all-star band.
Yeah, this is how it used to be. They used to have all kinds of gimmicks. Balloon rides, petting zoos. A lot of them had playgrounds for kids, bleachers, snack stands, of course. It must be very strange. I don't know quite what the attraction is on the part of the UFOs, but from above, if you look at like the footprint of these things, they are very visible. UFOs are all about screens. When someone's taken on board a UFO, often they see computer-like screens.
Well, you have to realize also that obviously a normal movie theater, you're inside a building, so the UFO would have to crash through. Whereas with the drive-in, you know, the sky, it's great. And this particular one is right near a shopping center, as I said. So this way, if it's going to attract UFO sightings, it's a perfect location. It's where a lot of people used to travel before we got in a pretty crazy situation. UFOs and drive-ins. But that's true with any location. What about UFOs at baseball games? UFOs at outdoor arenas where they're having a rock star. So, you know, some of the rock stars are into UFOs. Do we have UFOs in those particular venues?
There are a couple, but it's nothing like what we see here. And that's what I think makes this unique. Because I looked at that, I'm like, well, what about concerts? I found, you know, one case of a football game and a couple of involving concerts, but nothing like this, not 100 cases. Coming from, you know, other researchers, Ryan Sprague, Linda Zimmerman, a great case from Lawrence Fawcett. He's the guy who wrote UFO Cover-Up.
Sure.
Great researcher. This is at the Wellington Circle Twin, May 1963, and was one of the cases that really made me realize what's going on here. This incident began when two discs showed up and started hovering over the theater. Suddenly, two more appeared. The first two discs moved up, and two more came swooping down. All four moved up, and two more came swooping down. All six moved up, and now there were eight discs. And they were in two different columns of four each and started to do this sort of rotating musical chairs type of dance.
Now we're going to do another kind of musical chairs. It's called going to the next segment, which will be the final segment of this episode, the PowerCast. And, of course, Preston will return. You will return for after the PowerCast. More to come with Gene Preston. Randall, you're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So UFOs are drive-in theaters, but not so much in outdoor concerts. Maybe just too many people. You know, yeah. The UFOs are shy, but if you're in a car, there's maybe a couple of you in there.
I thought about that. I don't know. It's definitely strange. There is one involving, this is not technically a drive-in theater. It's an outdoor theater in China, which had 3,000 people. Two UFOs showed up and swooped down over the audience, caused complete panic. People got trampled. Some 50 people were injured, and two children lost their lives due to this incident.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I mean, just before the break there, you were talking about another one that we never quite got through, and that was involving, I think you said, eight of them in the end that started doing sort of an aerial show, almost like these, you know, these drone acrobatics that we see these days.
Yeah, it's an amazing case. There was eight objects in two columns and were rotating around each other. The bottom would go, rise to the top, and they'd lower down. This sort of thing. And it went on, forget this, 45 minutes. So these guys are putting on a display.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the people who saw that were not going to go, oh, I just imagined it, because it was only a five-second thing and they weren't sure. 45 minutes?
Yeah, and this is not unusual. A couple of years later in Mentor, Ohio, a cigar-shaped object drops down over a drive-in theater.
Okay, hang on. Hang on there. Okay, what I want to do is save a few of these really good cases for after the Paracast. Before the end of this show, I'd like to tell our listeners about some of your other books, okay? So let's talk a little bit about Inside UFOs, because this looks pretty fascinating too.
I'm really proud of that book, actually. This is all my own research. A lot of the books I've written, like UFOs over various states, I cast a wide net and draw on a lot of different cases. But these are all my own cases that I've researched firsthand involving people who've been basically taken on board. Face-to-face contact, missing time, all have had firsthand confrontations, visits with extraterrestrials of various types, usually grays, but not always, praying mantis, reptilian, strange humanoids. So, yeah, that's kind of what inspired me, I guess, to put that book together.
I love the cover of it. It looks like one of these spheroid UFOs with kind of a big portal and these alien creatures looking out. And it also says here a number one Amazon bestseller. That's pretty good because, you know, we don't often see these selling quite that well. So, you know, that's got to be a pretty good book.
Yeah, hit number one on Amazon under UFOs, mind you.
Right. But, I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, I was super excited. All my latest books are hitting the Amazon bestseller list, so I'm super humbled and so excited about it.
Oh, that is so good. I'm so glad for you for that. That is just excellent.
I wish you'd point out here, when you look at UFOs, there are thousands of titles out there. I mean, he has to be praised because very few people sell a lot of UFO books. I know about the sales that Jim Moseley and Carl Flock had with the book Shockingly Close to the Truth. Now, let's just say that the book got a $4,000 advance split between them, and it didn't earn out. And I think they tried to sell Jim like 1,000 or 2 unsold copies before he died. Of course, he was smart enough not to get them. Although, I don't know, that would have been a really fun thing to have had. But yeah, you have to be really proud of being able to get books up there on Amazon, because, I mean, Amazon owns it when it comes to books. In fact, that has been part of the antitrust investigation they're having in the U.S. House, had Jeff Bezos and Tim Cook and the CEOs of Google, etc., and Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. And, of course, the problem is with the U.S. Congress is they're clueless about technology. So they couldn't focus on lines of questioning to really tear apart some of the things these companies do. They're big multinational corporations. I like Apple products, but you can see where they're doing a few things to gain advantage. I have no idea why we're in that. Let's just get back to looking at the UFO thing. We're going to get into more of the case histories in our next segment, but with a few minutes left, let me just throw this at you here. Now with the new articles coming out in the New York Times and all this, do you really think there's a possibility in the next year it all comes down to some kind of real disclosure? Not what we have now, but something we could really say, hey, this is it. This is our accomplishment. We've done it, folks.
I doubt it. I've been in this field too long. I'm a little jaded, honestly. I hope so. I really do. There was rumors of this kind of disclosure when I got involved in this field in the late 1980s, and it didn't happen. And every 5 years, there's some to do. This is a big one. I'm waiting, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, the thing that's advantageous here is that we are so overwhelmed with other problems right now. And economic troubles, pandemic, everything else going on, the elections in the U.S., this stuff could drop. And I have a feeling a lot of people won't notice. They won't notice favorable UFO articles insisting on more serious investigation in the Scientific American. They had an article like that, right? How many people mention it? The reason is because this is the time where all this can go under the radar, and they can come back a few years from now and say, you know, there has been disclosure already. You just didn't notice it.
That was actually a pretty good article, Gene, that you pointed out, that you posted that up on our Paracast community forums, which, you know, all our listeners can go and check out, too. Yeah, very interesting. People are taking it seriously now, even in the scientific community.
It's a perfect tactic, isn't it? Something they've done before. There's lots of politics behind this issue. It's taken very seriously at high levels of government. They may say, oh, it's not real. It's no threat to national security. Yes, it is. They're hovering over our missiles. Blue Book said, no, nothing to it. Condon Committee, Robertson panel. What liars, honestly.
Well, now they're kind of saying they're investigating it to make sure whether or not there is some kind of threat to national security. They have to admit that. Otherwise, why continue to investigate this? Even they want to downplay the possibility that ET is out there. There has to be something.
From a military perspective,
sure,
it's got to be very scary. I think that they probably think the ETs are hostile just because they're hovering over our nuclear bases, turning them off. You know, the Malmstrom incident.
Yeah, but that's quite a few years ago. Yeah, they didn't do it yesterday. It's not like they're doing it now. Where they did happen, they were separated by distances in time. So you didn't notice it because the thing turns up in somebody's virtually unknown book. I mean, Robert Hastings wrote a great book called UFOs and Nukes. How many people read it? 500? 1,000?
Yeah, science fiction does much better, and romance does even better than that.
Right, even online now, we had to have the online Comic-Con, and we're all talking about the Snyder Cut of Justice League. There's actually an interview with Henry Cavill, who played Superman, by the way, and plays in Witcher, doing an interview or a discussion with Sir Patrick Stewart. And Henry Cavill, if he's nothing else, would have a great career as an interviewer. Preston Dennett, tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff.
Yeah, well, check out the forum. There's definitely stuff there. Check out my website, PrestonDennett.Weebly.com. All my books are there. You can order my books through my website. Contact me as well if you have a story you want to share or a comment or a question. I always love hearing from people. And, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble as well.
Go to Barnes & Noble. Give them some business. Don't just do it. I mean, there's got to be some social distancing, or you live in a country where it's safe. He'll be back, by the way, on After the Paracast, which is, of course, part of our Paracast Plus premium subscription service. We also give you the ad-free version of this show. Go to the Paracast.plus for more info, the Paracast.plus. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter as, of course, the Paracast. We also have branded merchandise, 4 different logos and things, with throw pillows and T-shirts and all the other good stuff. And you can find all that at the Paracast.shop. That's the Paracast.shop. Find the merchandise, support the show, pick what you want. And by the way, for the Paracast Plus, at the Paracast.plus, we have a special 40% discount if you subscribe now. All right? Anyway, my old friend Preston Dennett, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Hey, always a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.